This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Tess.
Thank you, Macca. Macca, our next guest and our final guest for this morning is, I suppose, the big boss of this place, the Victorian Pride Centre, Hang Vo. Good morning to you, Hang.
Good morning, Tess. Good morning, Macca. It's great to be here. My first time in this incredible studio.
Not your first time in the building, though.
Absolutely not the first time in the building.
I reckon you probably know this building from top to bottom and inside out. So, congratulations on your appointment as the incoming chair, or no, the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre. What on earth possessed you to agree to do that?
That's an excellent question. Look, Tess, I think like so much in life, it's a matter of timing. And I think all the stars have aligned and it's the right time. So, I joined the board 2.5 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yes. So it's just, honestly, it is a cliche, but it's such a privilege and an honour to be part of this just amazing project that the community has now, has all come together. So it's really a combination of things. I think that, you know, I do have a love for governance as much as many people might think that's a bit strange, but I have a strong commitment
I'm with you there.
To governance. I really believe that the role of the board is really critical to success of non-profit organisations in particular. Obviously a passion for our community and really finding a meaningful way to do something to keep progressing our community. The timing's right and hopefully I can bring in also my CEO experience that I have.
Yeah, well tell us about your other life. Tell us what you do when you're not being the boss of the Victorian Pride Centre.
Yes, well, I'm the CEO of White Lion Youth, which is an organisation that focuses on young people at risk. So we work with the really highly disadvantaged, vulnerable young people to give them the stability, the safety, the support, and the idea is to move them closer to work. So that notion of having economic independence really is a way to break the cycle of disadvantage. So that's my day job.
And wow, great
the Pride
work.
Centre is what I do in my spare time.
Amazing. You must be incredibly busy. So I'm going to ask you another cliche question. Tell us about your vision for the Pride Centre. Where would you like to see the Victorian Pride Centre go and become?
Yes, look,
Don't give us the cliche about the most loved visited place in Australia.
If I peel all of it back, you know, there's the chair response, the strategy, but if I think about for me as an individual, as my role as the chair, it's actually what can we do to ensure that everyone in the LGBTIQ community can truly feel like this is home. It's a home that we all feel safe, we feel included, we feel celebrated, and that comes from a few places. Firstly, it's very personal for me, Tess and Macca. It's you know, having come to Australia as part of the first wave of the Vietnamese boat people, you know, growing up in Australia, never really feeling like I fitted in or belonged. And so that sense of finding a home, I think the Pride Centre offers that. It's really, to be honest, the first place where I feel like I can be my whole self, whether that's a Vietnamese lesbian, a refugee, all the parts of me are accepted here and celebrated. And that's what I really hope that we can offer to everyone in our community who's ever felt disenfranchised, like so many of us have.
Look, you've got a fan here. We've already had a message from one of our listeners that says, great to see, I think what they mean is here, but great to see a smart and sassy woman managing the Victorian Pride Centre. So that's from
Sassy.
Mel.
Sassy,
I like that.
That's very kind. Thank you so much.
So tomorrow, of course, is the big opening. How do you feel about all that?
Oh, it's very exciting. It's going to be very emotional. So I'm doing lots of deep breathing so that I can get through the emotion of it. And of course, like any big event, it's nerve-wracking.
Of course it is.
Can I give you a, you know, when you speak tomorrow, because you speak, I'll give you a little clue. When you're addressing a group of people, look at their foreheads, not their eyes. Because then you won't be getting their expression and they'll think you're looking at them. Look at their foreheads or just over their head.
Well, I've got between now and tomorrow, 11 a.m. to practice.
I'm trying to practice that with you, Macca, and it's really awkward to actually look at your forehead rather than your eyes.
Well, it's a lot of real estate, isn't it?
There's a lot of real estate there.
But I mean, this is a very emotional moment for our community too. You know, this centre has been a wish of people for decades, and you know, it's a home for our community for all the groups that support our community. And it means certainty. There's some certainty. You know, we're very fortunate. It is a magnificent building. And, you know, it's designed really to reflect the diversity of our community. But it is about hope and it is about certainty. And that's what makes it emotional.
And the future. It's about the future.
Well, you can't have a future without certainty. So, you know, I can see you just welling up a little bit there. But this is, for our community, this is so, so important, isn't it?
Absolutely, Macca. I think about the struggles that our elders in particular in the community have had for so many decades to get to where we are today. And as you say, no one can take this away from us. No one can take this away from us. This is a community asset and the future is so bright. And I think so many of us would have said the same thing, that if only there was a centre like this when we were coming out, if only there was a centre like this when we needed it most. So I absolutely believe that it's going to change so many lives, and more than hope, it legitimises everything that we stand for.
You know, I say it's not a monument. It's actually recognition of our rightful place in the wider community. And it's had government support, it's had corporate support, it's had individual support. This centre belongs to everyone.
I don't mind it being a monument as well, because...
No, I don't like monuments.
Well, I mean, that's a sort of a negative connotation, but there is, like, you know, there are so many monuments to so many other groups. I mean, you know, every other sub-population group in the world has its own facility and its own centre and its own organisation. So why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
I think it's iconic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lots of fan mail here, lots of messages coming through.
Someone said to imagine people naked.
That was 317.
You know, when you're public speaking.
I wouldn't do that. That could be a bit of a distraction, actually. Somebody else does say it's a great symbolism for Melbourne. Is that how you feel about this? This is a very symbolic organisation and facility.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I think the monument, the iconic building is important, because I think the symbolism is really critical. It's what's visible. It's what can be seen. And I think the message for everyone out there is that our community can be seen through this building, through this centre.
So just before we wrap up, how is the Victorian Pride Centre and this fabulous facility here in St Kilda going to be available to all people in Victoria?
Yep. So many ways. I think you had Justine earlier talk about, first of all, the live stream tomorrow. So please, please get onto Facebook and watch the live stream.
10:45.
Our absolute priority is about activating not just supporting the residents who are here, but also those who will come and go. So how do we create a sense of space that we want this to be active morning and night and all year round, so that people can can access it. So obviously that's for people who can actually come to the centre, but importantly, we want to make it actually accessible to all those who can't come here, which is the virtual world. So that's also a big focus for us, to actually truly be accessible to everyone, not just those who are able to physically be here.
That's wonderful.
Is there a physical part of the building, Hang, that, you know, you like
the most?
The most?
That's a tricky question.
And, apart from the Joy Studios,
right? Look, I think I have to say the entrance. When you come into the entrance, the whole visual of that ground floor, seeing the forum, the steps, it just captures your heart, your mind, your soul. It's just a wow immediately.
So I'm with you. As soon as you enter the building, I feel exactly the same way. I think it's coming in is just has a wow factor. Hang, thank you very much for coming into the studio. Thank you for having a bit of time with us this morning. I know you've got a really busy schedule, and I can't imagine what work you need to do between now and 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to turn the switch on to this massive event. But it's going to be wonderful. I'm looking forward to being there. And thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you, Tess. Thank you, Maker.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.